Hello, this is Jim.
Hello, my name is Phil from Metro Research. We're conducting a poll of people's opinions toward public affairs and current events, and this number was selected at random. Are you currently registered to vote at this address?
I am.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote as a Democrat, a Republican, or as something else?
Independent.
Thank you very much. As things stand now, how often do you vote in elections for governor and other offices? Would you say that you always vote, almost always vote, usually vote, rarely vote in the state elections, or do you usually vote in presidential elections year?
Almost always vote. Always vote presidential.
Thank you. Would you please tell me your age?
66.
Thank you. In Florida, the media describes people as either black or African-American, Anglo or white, Hispanic or Asian. How would you describe yourself?
White.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
Wrong direction.
Thank you. If the election for a state senator were held today, would you definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for the Democratic candidate, definitely vote for the Republican candidate, or probably vote for the Republican candidate?
Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to ask you your impressions of some people and organizations you might heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of them, a somewhat favorable opinion, a somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize one of them, that's okay. Just let me know. Here's the first one, Joe Biden.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Walt Disney World.
Very favorable.
Thank you. Planned Parenthood.
Very favorable.
Thank you. Ron DeSantis.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. The National Rifle Association.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Rick Scott.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Greg Poole.
I don't know who he is.
Thank you. Florida Power of Light or FPL?
I don't have an opinion one way or the other. I would say somewhat favorable.
Thank you. And about Anna Scamani?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Thinking about the job Anna Scamani is doing as state representative, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. And if the election for a state representative were held today, would you definitely vote for re-elect Anna Scamani, probably vote to re-elect her, probably vote for someone new, or definitely vote for someone new?
Probably vote to re-elect her.
Thank you. If the election for president were today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Joe Biden, the Democrat, which one do you think you'd vote for?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. If the election for United States Senate were today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie Marcassel Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think you'd vote for?
The Democrat.
Thank you. If the election for a state representative where today and the candidates were Greg Paul, the Republican, and Anne Escamani, the Democrat, which one do you think you would vote for?
Anne Escamani.
Thank you. As you may know, there will also be amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health as determined by the patient's healthcare provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
I would vote yes to support it.
Thank you. Which of the following issues do you think is the most important for the state legislature to focus their attention on right now? Lowering inflation, passing common sense gun safety legislation, protecting our air and water, improving our public schools, reducing the costs of insurance, creating jobs, and improving wages, keeping abortion safe and legal in Florida, fighting crime and protecting the public, making housing more affordable, reducing the cost of healthcare and prescription medicine, supporting a ceasefire to end the violence on the Gaza Strip, or stopping the flow of illegal immigration?
Making healthcare more affordable.
Thank you. And which is the next most important issue? Lowering inflation, passing common sense gun safety legislation, protecting our air and water, improving our public schools, reducing the cost of insurance, creating jobs and improving wages, keeping abortion safe and legal in Florida, fighting crime and protecting the public, making housing more affordable, supporting ceasefire to end the violence on the Gaza Strip, or stopping the flow of illegal immigration?
Lowering insurance.
Thank you.
Are we
Which of the
done?
Following issues? Just a couple of questions more.
Okay.
And well, which of the following issues do you think is the most important for the local government to focus their attention on right now? Reducing crime and protecting the public, protecting the rights of renters, creating jobs and improving wages, improving our public schools, expanding and modernizing public transportation, reducing traffic congestion, lowering the burden of property taxes, or making housing more affordable?
Property taxes.
Thank you. And which is the most important issue? Reducing crime and protecting the public, protecting the rights of renters, creating jobs and improving wages, improving our public schools, expanding and modernizing public transportation, reducing traffic congestion, or making housing more affordable?
Public schools.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read a series of description of possible candidates for a state representative. For each one, please tell me which candidate you'll be more likely to support if this were all you knew about the candidates. Try to choose just one even when the choice is a hard one. Which one would you be more likely to support? A candidate who says the Democratic Party is not socialist and politicians use such divisive rhetoric as fear to win elections.
Okay, you're going to have to say that again, please.
It's okay. Which one would you be more likely to support? A candidate who says the Democratic Party is not socialist and politicians use such divisive rhetoric.
That one.
Thank you. Thank you. Which one would you be more likely to support? A candidate who believes that diversity and acceptance for all people make Central Florida a more vibrant community, or a candidate who says that the woke ideology puts our children at risk to groomers and other predators?
I would vote for the first one.
Thank you. Which one would you be more likely to support? A candidate who supports protecting parents' rights to remove books or lesson plans that don't reinforce the values they want taught to their children? Or a candidate opposes political censorship laws coming out of Tallahassee that put politicians, not teachers or parents, in control of our kids' education?
Okay, you're going to have to say it again. Those are really long questions, so would you please repeat it?
For sure. Which one would you be more likely to support? A candidate who supports protecting parents' rights to remove books or lesson plans that don't reinforce the values they want taught to their children, or a candidate opposes political censorship laws coming out of Tallahassee that put politicians, not teachers or parents, in control of our kids' education?
The second one.
Thank you. Which one would you be more likely to support? A candidate who has rejected political contributions from insurance companies and challenges them to lower rates and justify their rate increases, or a candidate who supports stabilizing the insurance industry in Florida to keep the industry solvent, even if that means bailing them out?
I would support the first one.
Hold the insurance companies accountable. Thank you. And well, now let me read some reasons people give for voting for a candidate for a state representative. Assuming that each of these is accurate, please tell me how convincing a reason you think it would be to vote for that candidate. Would it be very convincing, only somewhat convincing, or would it have virtually no effect at all on your decision? Here's the first one. While other politicians, robbers, stamp rate increases and bail out poorly run insurance companies, Anna Scamani has stood up to insurance companies who are constantly raising our auto and property insurance premiums to maximize their profits. Would that be very convincing, somewhat convincing, no effect, or don't?
Very convincing.
Thank you.
I really need to go. I've been spending about 5 minutes, at least 5 minutes with you. I'll answer one more, but that's it.
Okay, I do understand. Greg Poole will fight to stop the flow of illegal immigration into our communities.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you.
I gotta go. I really have to go. Have a good night.
I do understand. You too as well. Have a good night as well. Thank you for your time.